Frank Skinner's joined Absolute Radio. Saturday mornings from 8. Download the Best of the Show podcast from absoluteradio.co.uk or subscribe by going to our page on iTunes.
Yeah. Hello. Good day to you.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
This is all quite proper. Look at this. This is great.
Who do I want to sound like? I could sound like Russ Williams.
I'm Russ Williams.
Robin Burke, you don't know him, is
no.
Neil Francis. Leona Graham.
I'm not getting involved in this, Mickey, taking the
microphone. Jonathan Beck.
Because that's how people...
you lose their jobs. I'm going to sound like lovely Leona. Right, this is Ben Jones. It is... No, it's not. Hold on, let me start again.
No, that bit's staying on. That has to stay on. When I download this podcast, which I won't, but that bit has to be there, Ben. That's right. Got to be the start.
Ian Lee and Ben Jones, a new podcast from Absolute Radio.
I've decided it's called Ben and Ian's Film Club.
Woohoo!
And I've put your name first.
I appreciate that.
Well, you should appreciate it, because really, mine should go first, because this is what everyone's listening for, is my input onto this.
And but I was hoping you hadn't noticed that I was just jumping upon your coattails and riding upon your several hundred thousand downloads a week.
I'd spotted that, definitely. And I've used the word film instead of movie. Are you okay with that?
I'm okay with that. Well, I use the word movie quite a lot, but I appreciate that probably rubs up some people up the wrong way.
It rubs me completely off the wrong way. I don't get rubbed off by a movie. film. We're British. You refer to it the movie if you want, but you get a poke in the eye with
it. It is our little film club, then, yeah?
Yeah.
So do you want to set up the idea and the reason why we're doing it?
No.
Okay.
You do that.
All right. The idea is we're going to sit here and we have 7 days to watch a film, yeah? And then we meet back here and we record our little podcast and we pull that movie film, sorry, pieces.
Yeah, you'll be saying season next instead of series.
Oh my God, I do say that. Season 7 of 24.
I've started saying season, actually.
Is it season 5 of Lost at the moment?
Series 5 of Lost, yes. Still on that bloody
series island. 5.
Yeah.
And then we get back together and then we sort of pull that film to pieces.
But I must stress that at no point do we watch the films together.
See, I was hoping we'd do that. Sort of a male bonding exercise.
No.
Two broadcasters at the very pinnacle of their career. No.
I like to watch films with my tackle hanging out. And if you're in the room with me, Ben, who knows what state that tackle's going to be in? We can say stuff like that on a podcast, can't we?
We can.
We're allowed to be
I think we
can
be a little closer to the edge than we
But no,
really
I don't
are.
Want to hang out with you. And also, you've not given me your phone number. You came in late, it's got to be said. And you did come in late. And you said, have you phoned me, Ian? And I said, well, no. And I haven't got you've not even given me your phone number. I don't even know your private email. I've had to use the Absolute Radio email. I don't know anything about you.
I have a perimeter. Yeah. At the moment, I'm keeping you the other side of that perimeter.
Okay.
When we become pals.
Well, that's not going to happen. But I could be very influential to you. Did you know that next Tuesday, as of recording this, when you listen to it, I don't know, I shall be host. I have been invited to host the teenage cancer thing at the Royal Albert Hall. They've asked me to do it, Ben. Did they ask you and you said no and then they came to me?
Well,
no.
I'm on in the evening for a start, right, and last year I got to introduce The Who on stage at the Royal Albert Hall. So in your face, Ian Lee.
Yeah, I'm introducing Anthony and the Johnsons.
Yeah, so I think I win. If we were playing Top Trumps right now, I win.
Did you really? Did you announce The Who?
Yeah.
You went, The Who?
No, I sort of bigged it up and...
That's pretty good.
Oh, it's sort of boom, boom, boom. Let me hear you say way-o.
Why did you do that?
I didn't do that.
Okay.
Not in the Royal Albert Hall.
I'm thinking
the Royal Albert Hall. You can't do the classic Out Here Brothers lines.
I was thinking of doing that thing that Freddie Mercury used to do. We go, Dido-dado! Dido-dado! I was going to do that and see if I could get them to sing along with me.
No, I don't think Anthony and the Johnson fans would...
Dido-dado! That's what they like,
really
aren't
they? Go along with that.
I'm cacking myself.
See, I'm an ambassador of the Teenage Cancer Trust.
Oh, fantastic. Well done you. What does that mean, ambassador?
It means that, I had a nasty sort of cancer scare when I was 17, and therefore it is a charity that...
You started the charity, is that what you're saying?
I didn't start the charity, no. I just got involved with the charity probably about 4 or 5 years ago, when we had Roger Daltrey on the show, and then sort of the radio station as it was then, the old radio station, got in bed with the Teenage Cancer Trust shows, and here we are all these years later in 2009 doing another series gigs.
Yeah, cut that bit out. It's a bit boring. Anyway,
it's a charity.
No, it is for charity, and I don't normally do stuff for charity unless my arm is twisted. But it's going to be on stage at the Royal Albert Hall. That's going to be wicked. I'm cacking myself.
It's an amazing venue. You can say
it's the Royal Albert Hall. I know,
after next week that you have played the Royal Albert
my
Hall.
My second ever gig was seeing the Monkees live at the Royal Albert Hall about 1989.
Wow, you have a thing for the Monkees, which I can't get my head around.
You're an idiot. They are the best made up pop group from the 1960s with their own TV show. Ever. And you can't dispute that as a fact.
I'll give you that. Maybe the Banana Splits have them.
They were the 70s. So, anyway, can we talk about the flipping film that we're here for? We've done 10 minutes of chaff, and the listeners, like, spooling
through...
You've
made a career out of that, though.
No?
You've made a career out of...
Yeah, I know. That's what the whole show has been based on. I interviewed Nick Brumfield this morning for Sunday Show.
Now, I saw that on your Twitter, and I thought, oh, God, that name rings a bell. That name rings a bell.
Who
what
do you
has
think
he done?
Is?
He is a very famous director, and he directed the Eileen documentary all those
he
years
did,
ago before
even...
they made the film, which starred the very lovely Charlize Theron.
He was. I've got a little man crush on him, and although in the picture that's on my Twitter, he does look very short and old. He doesn't look like that in real life. He looks quite fit and vibrant. But I've got a little man crush on him, and I've kind of a bit obsessed with him to the point where I think I scared him a bit.
You see, I think it's okay to have a man crush. I have a man crush on Chris Martin.
Okay, but there's a man crush and there's who you would actually have intercourse with. Would you have intercourse with Chris Martin?
No.
I would bum Duncan Bannatyne. I totally would. I think he is the sex. Honestly, and I've told him this. I think he's the sexiest man alive.
I think I would probably... So when you say you would bum him, do you mean you'd do the act?
Whatever he wanted.
Okay.
He's the boss.
See, with me, it would probably be Hugh Jackman.
Oh, really? Okay, the accent would put me off. Mm. Here's a question I was going to ask you, actually.
Can I have a little bite of my spinach and ricotta?
Yeah, why not? If you like. I meant to bring some water in, but let's keep this real. Let's keep all this in. Here's a question I was going to ask you. Have you ever made love to a foreign lady?
Sorry?
You know foreign ladies?
Foreign people, yes.
Yeah. Have you ever made love to a foreign lady?
I have.
Have you really? What nationality?
French.
Now?
Never again.
Why? Why?
I can't say why.
Okay, bit offensive, is
I'm going to pull the microphones down, then I'm going to tell
you. Okay, go on. And I've done that, so I know that's not a nice thing to do.
I swear to God, it put me off that particular act for 4 years.
Jeez, wow. But you've been rehabilitated back.
I have.
Okay. I have never made love to a foreign lady. I never have.
Should we put an appeal out?
Maybe on stage at the Royal Albert Hall. So look, we're here for... It's a very serious cause. Tennis cancer.
Anthony and the Johnsons, they're a bit dull. In the meantime, anybody here interested in me?
My girlfriend is half Greek, but that doesn't really count.
Has she got the olive skin?
No.
Let's move on.
Okay. So, welcome to Ben and Ian's Film Club, where each week we discuss a film. Not a new film, because that would mean going to the pictures. And we're not getting paid for this. We're doing this for free. I've come in...
I actually had to buy the film on DVD.
Did you buy it?
Mm-hmm.
I got it on DVD.
£5.
You could have borrowed it. Have you not heard of the Blockbusters and other rental places you can get them?
No, because Primetime Video,
which
is opposite my house, which is a little antiquated because it's called Video, when no one really watches video anymore, has gone tits up. probably because they're called Primetime Video. So I was at the gym, and to come out of the gym, I have to walk past a newly opened HMV at Fulham Broadway.
Okay.
Good evening to everyone in Fulham Broadway, if it is indeed the evening while this podcast is being played. And I bought it for £5. I didn't think that was too bad. And then I watched
£5 is good, but I do not. I've stopped buying DVDs because at one point, let's say 6 months ago, shall we, I had 300 DVDs. A lot of them I hadn't even seen. I'd buy them, put them away. So I've now cleared out a lot. I'm down to about 150.
When you say cleared them out, do you mean you sold them on eBay or you just chucked them out?
eBay, charity shops, bins. Don't matter to me. Makes no difference. Makes no difference to me.
Problem with eBay, when you eBay something that's quite small and quite cheap, is that by the time you sort of put postage and packaging on it and you're taking it to the post office...
Do you want a tip?
What?
I'm going to say this. When I do the postage and packing on the eBay...
I know what you're going to say.
I always put a 50 pence markup on it. So that's another 50 pence clear profit I'm making. So
that is how much it would cost Ian Lee, the celebrity, to walk to the post office. If you wanted to hire Ian Lee to walk to a post office, it would cost you 50p, yeah?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Okay.
That's it. So that's a nice little extra profit. Go straight in my pocket, Ben. No one else is getting... Taxman don't get that. Taxman doesn't get it.
No.
Is he meant to get it?
I think he probably is.
Oh, nuts. Yeah. So
what was the film?
The film that was picked, by listeners and then by us, was the Ben Stiller motion picture, Zoolander.
Now, I vaguely recall watching this years ago. You know, it was one of those films where I definitely hadn't seen this. When you and I discussed it on the radio, I haven't seen this film. I've heard all about it. I appreciate the people who are in it, but I've never seen it.
I appreciate all the people that are in it. You appreciate all the people that are in it.
All of the people.
What do you mean by appreciate?
Well, the fact that, you know, the fact that they are established actors or directors, and they're probably good at their job. Therefore, I appreciate what they've done.
But why would you appreciate them for that?
I don't know. Just because that's their job. You know, if you do a good job, then I appreciate it.
Do you appreciate me?
I appreciate you. I think you're great.
Okay.
I'm honoured to be here.
Well, that's great. And you do a show here, don't you?
From time to time.
I'm going to make sure that someone I know listens to it one day and types up a little report for me.
Maybe you could appreciate that report of the person appreciating listening to my show.
Had you seen Zoolander before or not? You're confusing me.
No, I think I had, but I think I might have turned it off halfway through.
Oh, you're a knob then.
Yeah. Mm. I freely admit that.
You sent me a Twitter. You tweeted Zoolander, oh dear. Now, I'm guessing from that you didn't like that film.
First question.
Yes, sir.
When was it made?
Like the 90s?
Late 90s.
Yeah, late 90s.
Because it kind of looked like late 90s.
Yeah, you had that vibe about it. Yeah.
And you can tell that, because obviously it's directed by Ben Stiller as well as being written by him and starring Ben Stiller, you can tell that he's certainly come a long way in his directing talent since...
Did he direct Tropic Thunder?
He directed Tropic Thunder.
You see him as the director.
Steve Coogan directed the film. Tropic Thunder, which has been made in
That's
Tropic
what I'm talking
Thunder.
About. So he directed it until he gets blown up. Who directs it after Steve Coogan gets blown up?
I think Ben Stiller steps in then.
He steps in there.
With the mangled sort of squid arms.
Some bits of Tropic Thunder were good, but some bits were a bit long.
You see, I overhyped Tropic Thunder to my wife. I saw it at the cinema, and I was the only person in the screening room.
Yeah.
And the first 10-15 minutes with the trailers, the spoof trailers, I thought were brilliant.
Yeah.
And then I seemed to recall laughing a lot during the film, so I'd build it up to my wife and my best mate. I was like, this is the funniest. I've seen the funniest film I've seen in years. Funniest film I've seen in years.
Yeah.
We got it out. I said, you're going to love this.
Yeah.
Put it on.
Yeah.
No. And then I felt anxious that they weren't laughing. You know, when you watch something that you've hyped up and other people aren't appreciating
it, I know that's
started getting a bit sweaty. You started like, well,
didn't they laugh?
No.
There's funny bits in it. Robert Downey Jr. is brilliant.
Steals
He's my
the
new favourite actor after that and the Iron Man. And there's the lovely bit in that where the real black gentleman, Al Pacino.
Yeah, I have actually a can of booty sweat in my fridge at home.
So what?
I can eBay it if you like. I'll add my 50p to postage and packaging too.
But there's the lovely bit when he's going, you're not black, you're an Australian. And he's going, oh, I don't know what you're talking about, man. And then he does the thing about a dingo ate my baby. And Robert Downey Jr. goes, that's based on a true story. You be careful what you're saying now. And that's my favourite bit in the whole film. And then it gets a bit silly towards the end.
I love the trailer for, what's it called?
It gets silly towards the end. It's silly all the way through.
I like the trailer for, is it Satan's Alley?
Oh, yes, Gay Vickers,
The sort of, which is his character, what's his name? Dirk Lazarus. I think it's Dirk Lazarus.
He's good in Iron Man. Have you seen the Iron Man?
I have seen the Iron Man. In fact, they've just started this very week making Iron Man 2. When I spoke to Gwyneth Paltrow on Friday, she said she was leaving on Friday to go to Los Angeles. She's not even seen a script for it yet.
Why do you do that? Why do you do that? We're having a nice chat, like two blokes, and you have to go... Oh, yeah, and then I was with hanging out with Gwyneth Paltrow. But why would you do that?
Because
there's no point
to
that.
I'm not trying to big myself up. This is what I do. I do that for a living. I talk to
people. Yeah, but she's not your friend.
No, she's probably not my friend. I doubt I'd get a Christmas card from her.
Might have a little fumble with her.
She's beautiful.
She's a lovely
beautiful. So Zoolander, then.
Fumble her.
Directed by, starring by, written by Ben Stiller.
Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson.
Now, the Zoolander character is someone that would have appeared on Ben Stiller's comedy show.
Did you ever see
the
TV show?
I didn't, but I've seen a sketch of him doing the most brilliant sketch called Counting with Bruce Springsteen.
Oh,
and he literally goes... One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Thank you.
Yeah.
And that's it.
I think...
How many he did it better?
You have to be there. I've got the whole series on DVD, actually, and I've not seen it for ages, and there's some brilliant stuff in it. There's some rubbish in there. But they do a very funny Mickey take of the Monkees called the Grungies, where they're like a grunge band based on the Monkees, and that's very funny.
That does sound funny.
That is funny.
I noticed about this film, and obviously previous stuff they've done and stuff they've done in the future, is that there is obviously Zoolander.
Yes.
Is that there's obviously a bit of a clique. They obviously get on very, very well, some of these guys. And I wonder whether they make films because, A, they can, because... They're that Hollywood sort of comedy rat pack, and they make films regardless of what the audience think. They make films because they think it's funny.
Because let's be honest, Starsky and Hutch was crap, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was rubbish. I remember thinking, Wilson and Stiller, my two favourites in a Starsky and Hutch. It was awful.
Yeah.
Just tosh.
And Owen Wilson has made a couple of real stinky films. Marley and Me, out at cinemas at the moment.
Is that rubbish?
Not very good at all.
What's the one where he's a bodyguard to boy?
Drillbit Taylor. Rubbish.
Now, it is rubbish. But it's quite a funny premise that he's like a sort of junkie or something. He's a bodyguard to an 8-year-old.
And Owen Wilson's sort of attempt at going action in Behind Enemy Lines. Now, which I have to say, between you and I, I thoroughly enjoyed.
I thought the reason that he did that, what I'd heard, the reason he took that movie was so that he could meet Gene Hackman and then ask Gene Hackman to be in the Royal Tenenbaums. That's what I'd heard.
Really? Well, I mean, that sounds plausible to me.
Yeah. But yeah, I know, I hate all this, I'm Ben Stiller and I know Steve Coogan and I think Ricky Gervais is funny. Let's all just go and make a movie. We haven't got a plot.
No.
But we're funny enough to make a movie. Up yours. Up yours, is what I say to those losers.
But if they rung you, you'd be in the next movie.
Yes, please.
Immediately.
Could give my number to them, please. You seem to know these stars.
So come on then, let's talk about the film, because it opens up as... Well, the first thing my wife said when she watched it is, well, you can see how they financed the film, because the first half of the movie, the first half of the film, is just...
VH1.
Product placement everywhere. It's not just VH1. There's clothing lines. Yeah. There's nice cars. There's a coffee brand. I think. Right. I mean, it's all over the place.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter.
No, but
that makes it. It more realistic. I thought.
All right. Yeah.
Because there's brands everywhere. You walk down the street and you don't see in films. If I keep saying words, a point will come out. I'm confident of this. In films, when they don't have brands. I don't like that. There we go, that's the point.
Okay.
It makes it realistic.
Was there any worse brand association than the film The Island? Did you see that?
Oh, I saw
Scarlett
that in a hotel
Hansen,
room in
Ewan
Los
McGregor,
Angeles.
They're sort of cloned.
What's the product placement then?
Just everything. Cars, there was, I think, Microsoft computers, what are they called? You know,
computers.
Yeah.
That film got quite a bad rap, but I thought it was all right, actually.
I quite enjoyed it. What I didn't like was the fact that in the movie, Michael Bay clearly just copied the car chase from Bad Boys 2 and put it in The Island.
Bad Boys 2, every time we talk, we've had like, I think, a total of 8 conversations in the couple of years that I've known you. And Bad Boys 2 has come up in 80% of those conversations. What is it about Bad Boys 2?
Bad Boys, generally, the greatest set of films ever made. Boys movies. And I've said this to you before. The kind of film where you can watch it, you can play what I call chapter roulette, where you can literally start it at any chapter on the DVD, and you can enjoy it from there on in.
You've never said that to me before.
I have.
You haven't? You've never said the phrase chapter roulette to me at all.
I've copyrighted that, so don't even think about using
it. I'm strong enough that you could stand on my stomach and it wouldn't hurt me.
Should we try?
Yeah.
Okay. Seriously. I have to take my...
I reckon I could do it. So you've got to stand on my stomach, not my ribs, because that will burst a lung. So no, that's a rib, down with it. There we go. Right, go. Go on.
I don't want to hurt you.
You won't hurt me, I'm strong enough. Don't jump on it, though. Let go of the wall. Look at that.
Hey!
See?
Hey.
I told you I could do it.
Wow. For no apparent reason, my shoes are quite clean as well.
No, I noticed they're very clean shoes. Well done. I've got a dirty T-shirt, though, so I may have dirtied your shoes. I went to try and buy a suit today. I've got, apart from my own wedding coming up, well, I'm hiring a suit for that, I've got 3 other weddings. I've got a suit that's nice, but it's a little bit, just on the turn. And I've got a brown suit, and you can't wear a brown suit to a wedding. I've got that tailor-made, I don't know.
Why don't you just get one really nice suit made that you wear for your wedding? Like I had a really nice suit made for my wedding, you know, custom-built.
Yeah.
I think bespoke is
the word I was looking for. Yes.
And obviously it looks really, really nice. Black suit, which I wore with, you know, a tie and everything
else. You
can
wear that for funerals as well.
Very nice. But then when I went to a friend's wedding, I just didn't wear a tie because it was in the height of summer. And I just wore a really nice sort of floral shirt underneath. And, you know, it's a suit for every occasion. And I might even wear it at the weekend because I'm going to somewhere posh at the weekend.
Where are you going?
Just to a mate's...
It's not. How come you're pressing the buttons and I'm just sat
Well, I'm not pressing any buttons. I'm just
here. You're behind the desk and I'm not... So I thought I was going to be...
Well, I heard you on Drive Time, Home Time or whatever it was
called. Jeez, that was awful, wasn't it? That was... and to anyone who listened to that, I apologise. It was just awful. Shockingly bad.
So we're 20 minutes in on this podcast of Ben and Ian's Film Club.
Film Club. And it's a club. And it is a club. And dear listener, feel free to, you know, email us.
About what?
Just, you know.
If you want to stand on Ian Lee, email us.
You know, I'm wrestling a listener.
I hear that our legal department are actually having to draw up a contract.
They've drawn it up. I've seen it. But we were going to. So I meant to ask you. And I'll ask you this now. You can say no. Don't think. You know, it's not like when someone proposes on Trisha.
I think I'm hoping you're going to ask me what I think you're going to ask me.
Would you like to commentate on it?
Would you? In there, yes.
We're probably going to do it on Monday, the 27th of April, or Tuesday.
Yeah.
And pre-record
it. Only going to do it.
Yeah.
If you can get me like the John Anderson style outfit from Gladiators, I want a black and white striped shirt.
I'll see what I can find for you. Definitely, right, what I can find. But yeah, we want you to commentate. You're not refereeing it though.
No, I wouldn't know.
No, we've got a referee. But yeah, I'd love you to commentate if you're up for that.
Done. Groovy, verbal right? agreement.
There we go. Fantastic.
So Zoolander, then. I mean, the jury's out for me.
Say what you.
Turned it off halfway through because I was like, "Enough is enough. This is just silly." And then I picked it up the following morning when I was feeding my son because my wife was in bed. I'm like, "Right, there's absolutely nothing on. I'm not going to watch GMTV. Let's watch the remainder of Zoolander." And
how old is your son? Your son's like 6 months.
Six months old. Yeah.
At what age? And this is a genuine question. At what age is it in? Because you could watch like any film in front of him, like an adult film or a violent film. At what age is it inappropriate for you to watch, say, Bad Boys 2 in front of your son?
Well, even this morning I was watching Grisham's final appearance in CSI Vegas, and it got quite gruesome.
Yeah, yeah.
And I actually turned it off while he was watching because he watches the screen. He's captivated by the images on the screen.
6 months is old enough for it to register somewhere, isn't it?
I think that he's just looking at the shapes and the colours and the pictures. I don't think he's actually going, "Oh, there's a dead body there and he's been stabbed 15 times. But I didn't want him. I don't want
they
those to be
count,
the first. I don't want him to be the. I don't want those to be the first images of watching sort of television. No, so he watches a lot of Baby Einstein.
What the bloody hell is Baby
Einstein?
Baby
Einstein is basically little puppets and water flowing through colours. Children's... And £44 for a DVD, which essentially I could have made. Well, my wife was like, "We've got to get this. Stimulates their brain. We bought the box set.
Oh, you
it was like
idiot.
80 quid or something. So I watched it. CBeebies. I swear to God, I could make it. For a fiver.
CBeebies is all you need. That's free. And the thing with kids, because I've got a little nephew who's 4 and a little niece who's 18 months, and I've, you know, those programs, I don't know what they do to them now, because in our day they were rubbish. But now, I don't know if they emit like a frequency or there's something hypnotic about them, because you put a kid in front of anything on CBeebies and they're sat there, they're gone, that's it.
It's the colours and the shapes.
It's the colours and the shapes. And apparently
subliminal
it's all worked
message.
Out mathematically to...
Really?
This is what
well,
I
they
heard.
Say Baby Einstein is, but I can't work out how he is. Really, it's just
you,
like literally.
You look like a baby, so
well, yeah.
But Teletubbies is you know, they basically typed into a computer a formula and it came up with Teletubbies. That's how that is.
Made someone very, very wealthy.
But Zoolander's funny. You're wrong.
Okay, thanks for listening.
There we go. No, it's funny. Okay, let's go through the bits that are funny. Okay, and
look, there is the look. What's it called? Blue Steel. I'm just saying, Blue Steel.
Yeah, I was talking, though.
The only...
The first time I've done a little piece here, and you've
all right.
steamed in there.
As you were.
No, you do it, then.
No, I'm just saying. The look, funny for a few moments.
Yeah. Okay. That's not the what I was going to
say. There's a couple of jokes, but then that... The whole film centres on three gags, basically.
No, you're wrong. You're wrong. Okay, I'm assuming one of those gags is the bit where they're going, Earth to Ben, I know I don't actually mean that you're up in space. That bit was funny, yeah? That was a funny scene, and if you watch the bonus features, there's an extended version of that scene where before every single line they do, Earth to Ben, I think you'll find I know that. Yeah, Earth to Ian, I don't think you did know that. That's funny, yeah? Thank you.
Okay.
One. The bit where the male models are having a petrol fight.
That's genuinely amusing.
That's very funny.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
particularly
two gags.
The bronze statue of them at the end as
yeah,
well.
It's lovely. Ugly? Ugly?
Bless you.
Thank you. That's funny. He's delivering the ugly, the thing. He calls it a ugly. The real word is...
Eulogy.
Just in case, you're just checking you know that.
The bit I genuinely laughed out loud at was the bit where he was at the model of the Centre for Children Who Can't Read Good.
And stuff.
And was upset because there was no way the children were going to get inside that.
Yeah, that was lovely. It was tiny. And it was Will Ferrell. Was his name Ferrell?
Will Ferrell. Yeah.
He was good.
And I found him annoying.
He is rubbish.
He's also never made a decent film.
Okay, let's go through Will Ferrell. Anchorman was rubbish, wasn't it?
Well, I have to say, you know, I don't know whether it's sort of Emperor's New Clothes kind of territory where everyone, and that's what I think about Zoolander. If I had to describe Zoolander, it's kind of like, well, everyone said it's really funny, so if I don't want to appear on as an outcast, I've got to say it's really, really funny.
No one said it was really funny. It did got terrible reviews at the time and it bombed.
But did Anchorman do the same? I think it did.
I thought Anchorman
did
quite well.
But only now has it become that sort of boys... It's the boys' DVD.
On the bonus features of Zoolander, there's a lovely thing where it's Ben Stiller as Zoolander going, hey, if you're looking at these bonus features, that means you're one of the many hundreds of people that actually enjoyed Zoolander. So that's quite a nice little self... deprecating little line.
I think that's nice being self-deprecating, but it's not nearly as amusing as maybe Borat or the next Sacha Baron.
Never seen Borat.
No, well, the next Sacha Baron Cohen film is.
I've never watched that either.
Is based on that sort of
Bruno.
Again,
I'm not watching it.
Bruno, yeah.
What are you talking about him for? Why have you brought him up? Why don't I talk about someone who started off at the same time as you and has now got a career in Hollywood and is worth millions? Why do you want to mention Gervais now or something? Do you? Do
no.
you want to?
I do actually have a friend who I used to keep on his floor when I moved up to London. He's now a movie star. He's the new Orlando Bloom.
Orlando Bloom?
No, it's not Orlando Bloom. His name is Ben Barnes, and he was Prince Caspian. Well, he's done his first major film was last summer, and
still
that was
pear-shaped.
Prince
Caspian.
This is
Caspian. What I hope about Sasha and Ricky, that there's still time for it to go pear-shaped. And they go, hang on, we've got the wrong two. Who was the other guy on that programme? Ah, yes, the Lee fella. That's who we meant to shine the star of stardom on and stuff.
Again, Ghost Town. Funny or not funny?
I've never seen it. I refuse to watch it. I'm not going to watch them in films. Why would I want to watch them in films?
You see, I like Ricky Gervais. No offence, but, you know, equally like you. But
no,
I'm just
like
saying, I sat there and I watched Ghost Town, and because I like Ricky, because he's been on the show, he's been here many, many times over the years. I wanted to like it.
Yeah.
And I just felt it was a little bit too... trying, and that's what I thought about Zoolander. I just thought it was, it was not as funny as Bill and Ted. It was not as funny.
Well done, because what you're doing is we're going off, and you keep bringing it back to what we agreed we were going to talk about, and that, Ben Jones,
club.
Is why you're a professional and why you're in the film club.
Thank you. And I didn't think it was as funny as...
You're doing it again!
Wayne's World. Was it funnier than Wayne's World?
Wayne's World was awful. I remember watching Wayne's World and pretending to enjoy it because everybody loved it, but I actually thinking... It's tosh, really. The second one was awful. So I Married an Axe Murderer is a good film.
Best character in this film, in best character in Zoolander?
Ben Stiller's dad, of course.
I'll give you that as a second. The best character, David Duchovny, as the hand model.
Hey, David Duchovny's all right, actually. Did you ever see him in the Larry Sanders Show, where he was gay for Larry Sanders?
No, and I've never seen Californication either.
Oh, that's the TV series.
Yeah.
I've never seen
where he plays a sex addict.
I've never seen Little Britain. And I've only seen one episode of Friends, the one where I think one of them, the boring one, gets hit with an ice hockey puck or something. And the reason I don't watch Friends is, and this is one bit, that, like, as soon as I saw it, I thought, I'm not going to like this programme. The opening titles, and they're in a fountain, and David Schwimmer comes up from the fountain, looks to the left, looks to the right, and goes back down. I thought, you tossers. I'm not interested in this. This looks absolute rubbish. And I think I was pretty accurate on that. And I've not seen Little Britain. It doesn't...
I don't like comedy shows which just rely on a catchphrase, and then it's the same catchphrase in just a different... situation or a different scenario, and that is the same as Little Britain or Catherine Tate or those kind of things. I don't find them funny.
The Farce Show was funny the first series, but then it's suddenly you're in series two and it gets I know exactly what you're saying,
and I never found Shooting Stars particularly funny.
Oh no, you're wrong. Shooting Stars is brilliant. It's coming back.
Really?
I'm saying nice things because I want a slot on there.
It's because I have a personal vendetta against Vic Reeves.
Why is it?
Vic Reeves, I still do, the evening show on this radio station.
It's the evenings, is it?
It is the evenings.
That explains it.
Yeah. And then for a while, a previous boss went, well, Ben's all right, but we got the chance to get Vic Reeves on. I'll do Monday and Tuesday, and then Vic Reeves can do Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, which happened, and Vic was crap and tanked, and they had to come back.
But where is he now, Ben? You've ridden out every storm this station has had. Highs, lows, sugs, all of them. You have ridden them all out, Ben, and that has got to be respected.
Well, let's see how long that lasts, shall we?
Well, yes, I've written a letter of complaint to Mr. Grace about your sexual conduct in the buildings. So, listen, can we please talk about the film that we've come here to talk about? We've not got much time left. How long have we done so far?
We've done half an hour.
So wasn't this worth downloading, kids? Huh? Hey, aren't you thinking, I'm glad I clicked on that button now. These guys haven't sold me a pup. So, in conclusion... listen, I loved Zoolander when it came out. It wasn't as good as I remember it, but there were still some very funny bits. David Bowie was very good in it.
Yes, in a rare good performance from David Bowie.
Yeah, because he's a crap actor, isn't he?
Although, I kind of thought he was quite good a few years ago in a film, I think it was called The Illusionist, where he played, I forget the name, Tesla. The guy who he
was the Tesla gun.
Yeah, no. The name of the sort of scientist. I can't remember his name. German guy, Tesla.
Just fast forward past this bit. He'll get it in about 2 minutes.
Something like that.
He played a German scientist called Tesla.
Yeah, who had something to do with the sort of discovery of electricity. I can't quite remember his name, but he was quite good in that film.
Yeah, but
even I will fast forward.
Yeah,
through this
I wouldn't
bit.
Bother. Who else? What else? There was another good bit in there that I wanted to mention to you. I was actually going to make notes, and then I thought, no, I'm not going to make notes because that's just not good enough. Ah, that'll do.
What was it? Hello? Oh, he's back now.
Oh, I've made myself laugh. That's enough talking, isn't it?
So, in conclusion, Zoolander.
I give it a 6.5 out of 10.
6.5?
Yeah, that's what I said, yeah.
Okay, I will give it... I'm going to give it 4.5.
Didn't you think it was sexy, though? When he's in that sexy day centre with all the sexy nurses in their sexy outfits.
No, but also what I don't like is the fact that his wife's in all every bloody film he's
yeah,
in.
Yeah, and she's not that good, is she?
I reckon... Do you know what I will say about Ben Stiller? He's got a good body on him. And he had a good body on him in Tropic Thunder. A good body
he's
on him in Meet
pack
the Parents.
He's tiny, though.
He's huge. Well, he is quite small, but he also looks a lot like the lead singer of the Hoosiers.
I don't know what they look like.
Erwin. And also, I secretly think he wants to be Tom Cruise, doesn't he? Ben Stiller, as much as he enjoys doing the comedy stuff, would much rather be the action guy.
I hope he doesn't do, like, a serious film, because that would be pony.
Well, there's talk of Ben Stiller and Tom Cruise working together.
God.
And either doing the action film with Stiller in it or the comedy film with Tom Cruise
in it.
They've
done the comedy film.
And obviously Tom Cruise was very good. And I think another reason for watching Tropic Thunder was Tom Cruise's character.
He was good. He wasn't as good as everyone said. He wasn't worth that bit of it with the credits when he's doing the dance thing. That wasn't good.
Well, they're thinking of doing a Len Grossman spin-off movie.
Oh, jeez. Don't bother, because it's going to suck. Unless I watch it on a plane. I watched Tropic Thunder on a plane. And I don't know if you find this, Ben, but whenever I watch I don't know if it's the altitude or if it's the fear that we're going to crash and die at any moment. But I cry at every film I watch on a plane. I always get teary. Always. The Jackie Chan film, New Police Story, about 2 years ago, on the way to Los Angeles, flying business class for Skies, and members of the Lost, doesn't matter, it's not important, really. But, so, New Jack, and it's, I cried for me. I cried because it was a return to form after years of Jackie Chan doing Rush Hours at a tosh.
Also, did you see the film where he was a bit like Inspector Gadget, and he had a jacket which did...
Oh, Tuxedo. No, I refused to watch it, because that was the low point. That and Jackie Chan's First Strike, and there's one that's set in Australia. I'm a huge Jackie Chan film
High Noon.
Fan. No, High Noon was set in America.
I'd never seen it. That was with Owen Wilson as well.
Yeah, Shanghai Noon was good. Shanghai Nights was tosh. But I cry at films on airplanes, and I do a lot of actual proper... Sorry. I cried at the at Click... on an aeroplane. I did, I cried because it's so moving when his dad's dying and he doesn't want to talk to him
It's Click, the Adam Sandler film.
Yeah,
okay, because I have a problem with Adam Sandler. In fact, any film that starts with produced by Happy Madison, I'm just like, over.
Okay.
I had to go and see Paul Blart, Mall Cop, this week.
Is that any good?
No. It's really not that good at all. Compared that to the other film I've seen this week already called The Damned United, which is the Michael Sheen, and I'm off to go and interview him in about 10 minutes, so we must wrap this up. Michael Sheen as Brian Clough, and it's about the 40-odd days... Michael Sheen.
Who's he?
Michael Sheen played Tony Blair in The Queen.
Oh, I'm not bothered about
And
that.
He was also...
I thought you meant Martin Sheen. I'm not bothered.
No, my wife got quite excited. She's like, are you going to go and interview the guy from The West Wing?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
No.
But Paul Blart looks good because those adverts on the phone boxes make it look good.
Yeah, I only go see Paul Blart if you're a fan of the Segway, you know, the little bike thing
that's
you
not really enough to sell a movie on, is it, Segways? No. Never trust a film that's advertised exclusively on phone boxes.
No, again, and the same applies to Lesbian Vampire Killers, which I saw last week, and it is worth pulling your eyeballs out and stamping on your own eyeballs.
I listened to Radio 4 last night and the night before, and Front Row, which is a great programme, they talk about films and TV and stuff like that, and the guy, whose name escapes me, was, this is what you should have done, and you did, this is what you need to do in the future. He was interviewing them, and he said, okay, Lesbian Vampire Killers, I thought it would have been better if you'd have written it. And they started giggling, going, what does that mean? Does that mean you don't like it? He went, well, if I'm honest, no, I didn't think it was very funny. And they were crushed, those two, the eyes and the big lad, they were crushed. And you need to be honest like that, Ben, and say... I didn't really like it.
It is quite tough, though, when you're in front of someone who has obviously put their heart and soul into a film. And actually, it is. I remember interviewing what's-her-face Catwoman, Halle Berry, and she, both of us were looking at each other. And I knew it was shit.
Yeah.
She knew it was shit. Yeah. And we had to
swear now. You've broken the rule. Okay.
Yeah. I think it would just come up with explicit next to
explicit.
But we both knew it was pony.
I know what you mean. I've interviewed people, and you know that what they're talking about is tosh. It would be great, wouldn't it, to have the honesty where you go, look, seriously, guys.
Well, that's why I like the Razzers in America. At least the Razzers go, here are the worst films in America. And I have to say, it's very credible then when someone who's been nominated for a Razzie goes to the awards due the same week as the Oscars to collect that award in front of all those journalists. And there's been quite a few bad films. Yep. None quite so bad as The Love Guru.
I'm gonna shoot off now, Ben. Listen, thank you for that.
Hold on, what are we doing next week?
I'm going to... OK. Yes, I've got to go and get on the board. I think we need a film with guns in.
Yeah, well, that's what you said.
Are we doing it next week? We're definitely doing it next week.
Yeah, why not? Okay. I mean, this has been such a huge success.
Okay, let's say a week to a fortnight, because who knows where the cold wind blows.
Okay, are you blowing me out already?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, it's not really been as much fun as I thought. I've not... If I'm honest, it's a lovely sunny day out there. I'm not enjoying it. But, okay, maybe next week. Let's... Well, you pick a film.
Okay.
With guns in. It's got to have guns in it, I think.
Okay, well, how about we go for the original Bad Boys?
I've never seen it. Yeah, okay, that'd be
all right, we're going to go for the original Bad Boys.
All right, that
is it. Thank you for downloading our little podcast. Of course, you can get Ian Lee's Sunday Night Podcast online and via iTunes.
Whatever.
And there are a few others as well, but this is...
Is your show podcasted?
Some of the interviews are, yeah. You don't really want to hear me going, that was and here is. Bye!
I'm going to come over there.
Thanks, bye, Ian.